Hello, I'm Miriam.
And I'm Jess, and this is Small Steps, Big Leap.
So in our research project, we're asking the question, how welcome and supported did you feel for your first year at Carleton?
We compiled responses from dozens of interviews, trying to understand what's most important to the first year experience, and two big themes stood out, transition and connection.
When talking about adjusting to life at Carleton, many of the participants of the study talked about how hard, different, and overwhelming it was. Several interviewees discussed the uncertainty and challenge of switching to an environment so different from high school. Many talked about how they had to go through the process of learning how to reach out and find resources and advocate for themselves.
So, Miriam, you have your own personal experience mm-hmm. with transition.
Right.
And you mentioned yourself that you actually dropped out of university your first time. And
yep.
Do you want to talk about, like, why did you drop out the first time?
Well, originally, right after high school, I didn't start post-secondary right after high school. I did take a gap year, and I was very unsure of my academic future. I probably milked that as an excuse. So I was in a limbo between a program choice.
Didn't you move to Africa?
Basically, I took time off to travel.
Yeah.
So I was basically in Africa for quite a bit of time, you know, kind of traveling with family members.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was really fun and everything. And I haven't been back home since I was born there. So I don't remember what back home used to be like. So doing that before jumping into university was very worthwhile for me. But I did ultimately want to go back too, because I felt like that wasn't ideal for me to stay there either, right? It's completely different from what I grew up in, right? The Western world is initially what I know. And so eventually when I did get into post-secondary, I just felt like I didn't have the confidence. I just felt very overwhelmed. And I felt like just even going to class late gave me anxiety. If I wasn't 5 to 10 minutes late for all my classes, I just felt like I wouldn't be able to actually sit in the class, because I would be thinking and replaying in my head that, oh my god, 300 students are going to see me walk in and I'm probably going to fall out of my chair. That's the level of anxiety I was feeling.
Like, looking back now on it, like, would you say that anxiety kind of ran, maybe determined your decisions at the time, or?
Absolutely. I feel like it was the sole reason why I kind of took a break, and I felt like I really, really needed that break and to kind of just discover who I was. I felt like I was a little bit too much of an introvert, and I felt like I just needed to work on my interpersonal and communication skills. And just kind of discovering all of that and trying to step out of my comfort zone and just kind of, you know, being able to mediate and...
So you weren't quite ready to make that transition yet. You talk about, like, stepping out of your comfort zone and managing mm-hmm. your anxiety and stuff. So you took mm-hmm. some time away from university
mm-hmm.
and then you came back when you were ready.
And then I came back and I felt like I had much more confidence, you know. And when I did go back... I felt like I learned so much about myself and who I was and what I enjoyed and, you know, what kind of things. And I just had more confidence just to even go seek the help and to advocate for myself and to do things that initially I should have for the success of just my academics, right? So I just felt like it felt like a really long journey to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you compare it to me going back into school my first year at Carleton as a mature student, it's night and day.
Mm-hmm.
It's night and day. So it's like I'm much more comfortable with who I am and what it is I have to offer. And just like I don't get stressed out about the little things that actually don't matter in life.
So you had a chance to interview a TA of yours who also had a similar first mm-hmm. year experience to
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Absolutely. And I just felt like she was almost telling my story. And as she was talking about her anxiety and she just felt like she couldn't cope, she felt like having a person of some sort of connectivity would have helped her transition. And she also mentioned that, you know, seeking help wasn't her initial reaction. And I felt like I could really relate to that. It was really relatable. And I just felt like Even if I did ask for help, who would help me? I'm this barcode, 101132179. Who really cares, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her story was very compelling to me because I just felt like it spoke to me.
So without further ado, here's Sarah.
We have a guest here today. Her name is Sarah. She is a TA at Carleton University. Hello, Sarah. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Awesome. So you are a current TA, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. So Sarah's here today, willing to share her experiences as a first year student and as a current TA. Pretty exciting. So we have been interviewing a bunch of students from different academic backgrounds, such as, you know, engineering and computer science and arts. And you are in what program?
I am a philosophy student.
Okay, awesome. So that's definitely a different insight from the science students. Sweet. So the general question that we're asking everybody is, how welcome or supported did you feel for your first year of university?
Well, coming straight out of high school, it was definitely challenging. Okay. Everyone knows that we have a ton of resources, a ton of clubs, lots of support on campus, but as much support as you have, it is kind of overwhelming, especially as a high school student. I wasn't even 18 when I started. Okay. And it was a lot. It was a lot, you know? You lose the safety net of high school. And it was quite the experience, you know, landing on your feet. I had a really rough time first year, and I had an even rougher time second year. And I actually ended up dropping out for a period of time.
Oh no.
And university is such a huge responsibility. It's really like you're basically the pilot of your plane, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was, I was not steering that plane too well. So I needed to take a step back, kind of reevaluate where I was at, what mm-hmm. I wanted to do with my degree,
mm-hmm.
and kind of just where I was in my life at that time. And I don't think school was the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I spent way too much time in academia, and I just needed a gap year
mm-hmm.
to sort of rediscover myself and what I really like and what my passions are, instead of just kind of, you know, following the... what would you say, the playbook that we all have?
the societal norm of going into post-secondary education right away.
Right, those expectations mm-hmm. are...
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure from friends, family, society.
Mm-hmm.
Take on the challenges that I experienced in my first 2 years straight on. So something that I really struggled with in school was just anxiety.
Oh wow.
You know, I have always been, I would say, a pretty studious student.
Okay.
And quite the simile I have there. I was pretty proud as a student, you know, to always, you know, be meeting expectations, kind of achieving the best grades that I possibly could. And then coming into university, it's like, wow, you've got like all these 5 courses that you have to do. Mm-hmm. Your schedule is absolutely jam-packed.
Mm-hmm.
There are these huge courses that you're going into lectures with, you know, 500 plus kids. Mm-hmm. Professor usually has no idea who the heck you are either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you feel like, you know, a small fish in this huge, huge ocean. It's a really scary proposition, and independence is perhaps the biggest factor. And, you know, just being a student, especially growing up in your hometown and going to school from, like, you know, junior kindergarten to high school and then going straight into university, there's just so much structure, and you're always kind of, you have the safety net of home, and you always have that familiarity. Time management is just such a huge thing, and we have so many workshops that I feel like people just don't take advantage of. Like, I had the privilege, excuse me, a bit of a marble mouth, mm-hmm. I had the privilege of taking workshop series that we have on mindfulness and meditation that we mm-hmm. have here at school. It's actually called Koru. Really recommend it to anyone. And it's really just 4 classes that kind of help you focus on your mind.
Mm-hmm. Do you think age or maturity had a big factor to kind of orchestrate you kind of going back into that?
Or? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a factor for all students, but I know someone as myself, you know, just being so young, as most people are, like 17, 18, going right into university, and then just kind of going into that 4-year, you know, another kind of career of academia, and then going into the work world, it was just a bit too much, and I just mm-hmm. needed to take a step back. I wasn't at that place, you know, I wasn't emotionally mature enough, and I just needed that time for myself to really figure out who I was, what I wanted, and where I was going to be going with my school career, my personal life, you know, all those types of things. So age definitely played a factor for me, just because I didn't feel like I had that sense of, that rock solid feeling that I feel like a lot of kids have going into school. They know exactly what they want to do. They know what program they want to get into. They're really goal oriented. They know what clubs they're going to join, all these types of things, you know?
Wow, who are these students?
Like, not me. That's for sure.
That's not me either. I'll tell you that. Some of the students we interviewed actually mentioned they had a positive experience, and that positive experience was correlated to a person of connection, so some sort of a gatekeeper, meaning a TA, a friend, a relative, someone that would connect them to the do's and don'ts of the first years, you know? And based on your unpleasant experience, how do you think that would have altered your overall experience if you had some sort of a gatekeeper?
Oh my God, a gatekeeper or a guiding star just would have been invaluable.
So cue my good friend Michael, the self-declared oversized Boy Scout, who offered his perspectives as a TA guiding first years through their first steps into university life.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh. You just jumped in right there. I thought you were going to say something first.
No, okay. You introduce yourself, and then I'll tell you what the findings were, because you were a TA, so you might find it interesting.
Hello, my name is Michael. I am a former computer science teaching assistant at Carleton University. A lot of these young people are coming into university having been the smart kids in their school, mm-hmm. and now they're at university. The problem is you're all coming from being the smart kid at your school. You're no longer the smart kid at your school. As you put it, hey, look, you used to be the smart kid in a class of 30 where your school had only 2 or maybe 3 graduating classes. So 90 kids in grade 12. Mm-hmm. And now you're in a classroom that's 300, 500, 600 students, a single classroom, 600 students. And you ain't the smartest person, and the professor is hammering the material down. Mm-hmm. And you're expected to do your extra readings. You're expected to try and say, hey, this is how I now split my time. Except you never had to before. A lot of these kids,
they were managed.
They weren't just managed. They were so smart that the grade 12 material wasn't difficult for them. Mm-hmm. But you get to university, they know it's not that grade 12 wasn't truly difficult for a lot of you. Mm-hmm. So now they're pushing you. They're pushing your academic boundaries. And you do have to advocate for yourself, or you do have to be willing to accept the help, or the, you know, the people trying to reach out to say, hey, look, you know, I think this is what you need to do. You know, some people are able to listen. Some people are too busy running around with freedom. that's it. You are at university. You are free to fail if you so choose.
About the stereotypical university experience, my mind goes to like the American college where it's not
getting drunk 3 or 4 days out of the week. It's not paying enough attention to when your own schedule says you should be doing this. It's going, hey, I'm gonna stay up till midnight watching whatever it is that's on TV or Netflix now, okay, binge watching shows and hanging out with my friends and eating pizza and getting up the next morning and eating four bowls of ice cream, okay, and then trucking myself off to university and falling asleep in my Tim Hortons coffee while I'm trying to be paying attention to my lecture, not having read any of my, you know, the material I'm supposed to. I don't see it as partying being the problem. As you put it, it's trying to gain the maturity to be an adult. Okay? And accepting that you actually have to say, I have to advocate for myself, because that's what an adult has to do. Okay? They had to learn to advocate for themselves. They had to learn to also accept the help from somebody, or even acknowledge that someone is trying to say, here's an area where you might need some help.
So while I was reading through the response data, what immediately jumped out is that every single response that described the transition to university life as enjoyable or manageable mentions a gatekeeper. Someone like a professor, a TA, a friend group that provided emotional support, and most importantly, connected them to support services. Every negative experience, by contrast, was associated with isolation. Sometimes you go through something and you only realize the enormity of how important that experience was later. My first political science class, my TA and professor did just that.
It's interesting because you talked about how professors or TAs can try and reach out to students, but not all students are really receptive to that. And I know, like, I was also kind of a mature student going into Carleton, and I was having a rough go of it, and I felt an enormous amount of shame, and I felt, and the idea of, like, being in a class, a political science class of 400 students, and going up to the professor and explaining, like, I have writer's block, I can't submit the essay, was just, like, too embarrassing. I couldn't reach out, and it was my TA who was like, no, you are going to the professor, like, you're a good student, you don't deserve this mark. And so she reached out for me, and then I had to go to the professor, and that was a long walk to his office. Yeah, I felt horrendous, but he was actually very, very kind, and he was the one who told me that when you get to university, you know, you're just a number. There's 30,000 students here, and you need to advocate for yourself, because no one else is going to advocate for you. You're going to get lost in the shuffle.
Yes, we, you know, part of our job as TAs is to look out, you know, to say, hey, go here, go there, go here. But for first years, it's a lot of go here, go there. Please come here and listen. Please come here and listen. I am going to try and help you. You know, and some people, even when you let them know that you think they can do a good job, they just need some help. There's too much shame, there's too much pride, there's too much other things, and they're not able to accept it, they're not able to deal with it, or they're too busy focusing on other things. So
I think that's a good way to come to, like, the final question here, which is, like, what would you like incoming first years to know?
But it's the same thing they get told anyways. University is different from high school. You're responsible for yourself now. Mm-hmm. University is different from high school. You were one of the smart kids in your grade, in your class, except now it's you and all the other smart kids from your grade, your class, their grade, their class, and now you're all at a place where there's 300, 400, 600 of you in a classroom. Mm-hmm. You can choose to remain in isolation. You can reach out. Reach out to your TAs, reach out to the student services, they're there. I know they hand out the pamphlets, they hand them out all the time. Okay? They're trying to be out there in public spaces all over the campus and other things saying, hey, if you need some assistance, if you need this, we're here for you. And they are.
So here's my advice. It isn't all scary. You're the pilot of your plane. Your academic future is bright. As a student, you're going to have to advocate for yourself, seek out supports, and utilize all the tools Carleton offers.
Some of you who are listening are going to be taking steps next year towards the biggest leap of your life. Reach out. You're not alone in your experience. Advocate for yourself. Talk to your professors. They are human.
And stay in school, friends!